So these are our youth track. Who knows the names of them? Okay, if you know a name, come stand by them right now. Behind them. Stand behind them. You just need one name. Come on. Guys, she just emceed, guys. What? She just did an announcement. Come on, what's her name? She has a godly name. It's something to do with hope. Yes, come here. Peter, I heard you. Come on. All right. Good job, guys. Okay, so right now, wait, you're a school ministry. You can't be here, Megan. Get out of here. Who knows his name? Come on. Yes, okay, John. Come on. All right. So let's introduce them and have fun with them, because they are in school ministry and they are being stretched, so I'm going to stretch them even more. This is John Mark, and he's from Quebec. He speaks French, that's why. Okay, wait, I'm just going to let them do it.
I'm from Manitoba, even though I'm French. She gets it wrong like every time. I tell her every week, but whatever.
It's just like she says, oh, I say this every time I speak, that it's my first time. It's not her first time. And you all know that anyway. But yeah, I'm Tim, and I'm from Hamilton, which is really close. And yeah.
I'm Albert, and I'm from Manitoba. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm Brittany, and I'm from Milton, so here in this area. Milton!
I'm Grace, and I'm from Jamaica. I'm just kidding. I'm from England.
I'm Sarah. I'm from England as well.
Again, I'm Inka. I'm from Finland.
Okay, so what we're going to do... Okay, thank you for the people that stood behind their backs. I just wanted to see if you guys knew their names. Okay, wait. SOM tracks, stay. So what I'm going to get them to do is... Good dog, stay. I'm going to get them to give you guys prophetic words. So what they're going to do is they're going to pick one of you guys out of the audience, so act appropriate, and they're going to ask God for a word, and they're just going to give it. So I'll give you a couple seconds. Come on, Abby, we need one of your jokes right now. Come on, Ab. Jokes time.
Yeah. Okay, so this morning, right, me and Anne, we were driving on our way to church, and I was like, oh my goodness, guys, it's so cold. And Anne, she was like, what are you talking about? It's really not even that cold. And I'm like, you're white. My people die in this weather, okay? Like, ha 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 ha.
Good job. Yeah, it doesn't have to be that long. Okay, who has a word? Who's ready? Come on, guys. On your feet. Okay, maybe I'll give a word first. Okay. Ruth. I just felt like when you were worshiping, I really feel like God's like bringing a new sort of revelation to you, because like your heart is so in tune with him, and like you're so after him, and like people around you notice, and like people you don't even notice how much like of an influence you are, even in this youth group and even in at your school and stuff. And even to your family, I feel like you're an influence in your family, and your family members even look up to you. And I just want to say, like, continue going after him, because like that hunger you have in your heart, and like I feel like he's like imparting to you like a new wisdom of like his word, and that you're going to be like a teacher of his word, and you're going to be like, you're going to be able to cut the word and be able to like divide it up and be able to be like, this section means this and this. Like, I feel like he's going to give you a new understanding of the word, and like it's going to fill a lot of that hunger you've had for the word.
You in the white. I don't know your name yet, but I just, no, the guy in the white. Stand up. I just see a passion on your heart to do things that nobody else will do. And you have this coolness around you, and you like to be cool. But God wants to show you what it is to be really cool on fire for him. and how much passion he has for you. You have this passion for you that is incredible, and it just blows me away every time I see you. Like, I see you sitting in the back all worship, and I saw you sitting there, and God just saying, this man has dreams, and this man has vision, and he says go after those visions and those dreams that you have, and just continue to press into him and just seek out his face everywhere you go.
I don't know your name, sorry. Excuse me?
Madison.
Madison, okay. So I just saw, like, do you know, I don't know if you have them here. You probably do. Like, it's kind of like Wacky Warehouse. Do you have those? What? Wacky Warehouse? No. It's like a kid's play area, right? Chuck E. Cheese. What's it got to do with cheese? Anyway, so they have those really big slides, right, for kids, and they go down them. And I just saw a picture of you kind of trying to run up it, but you had your socks on and you kept slipping back down. And, like, I felt like God was saying, like, you've tried to do stuff and you've been like, yes, I'm going to do it, but then you kind of slip back down and it's really knocked your confidence and you've really kind of, you're like, oh, I'm done. But God's like, okay, you're at the bottom, take your socks off, it's fine, and run back up and I'll help you, I'm right behind you. Just go for it. Like, don't be afraid of falling because he'll keep picking you back up and he's just right there with you.
I want to go next because mine was for Madison as well. Like, I just heard the word, like, precious and special, and like I saw a picture of, like, you know, like some little girls, they have like a doll that they take everywhere with them, and like that's really special to them, and it's like you're that for God, that like he takes you everywhere with him and he's like, wow, she's so beautiful, I want her to be my friend. So
okay, mine's for you, right? And right, what's her name? Jesse. Okay, I felt like God was saying that throughout your life you've had like a lot of different people in your life speak like negatively over your life and just like you don't matter, you can't do this, you can't do that. And God's saying, like, I have such a major, like, huge calling on your life to like do different things in my kingdom and for my kingdom. And you're gonna like change a lot of people's lives in what you do. And he's just saying, like, don't worry about what people say over you and like speak over you. Just like try to ignore it as much as that's hard sometimes. And just give those things to me because, like, I want to speak life into you and I want to show you the plans and the things I have for you in your life.
I also have a word for you, Jesse. I got this word of honor and purity. I just see this honor in you. Like, you, an honorable guy, and you're just pure. You have a pure heart and you have a pure intention. And I just encourage you to go and press into God, and he will bless you so abundantly. Like, it's amazing.
Cool. Mine is for the guy with the black hat right there. Yeah, Kay Micah. Sorry, I didn't know your name. I could really see, like, you building a house on a rock. Like, you're building your house on God, and he just wants to, like, you to keep building yourself on him and really use him as a foundation. And with that, other people are going to come, and you'll be able to lead them and really show them the way and all that. And you're going to be a great leader and see that you love to have fun, and he's going to use that.
Mine is for you. What's your name? Carissa. Okay, I saw daisies on a field, like wild, cool wildflowers. And you know that Bible verse where it talks about God says, you know, not to worry about anything, like, the flowers of the field, they don't work and they don't like try to make themselves beautiful, but not even Solomon in all his glory was as beautifully dressed as they are. And I just feel like God is saying, like, there's just like not a care that you could really have that would be too big for him to deal with, and that he just wants to fill your heart with peace every day to know that he's taking care of you and you're seen by him all the time. So yeah, and then I have one for Micah as well. Really cool jumper, by the way, I like that. I feel like God is saying, like, he enjoys the things that you enjoy. Like, he enjoys watching you do the things that you like doing. So whatever it is that you really, like, are passionate for and you really like doing, like, God's like, yeah, woo, because he enjoys seeing you enjoy it. Like, that's fun for him. And so, like, even when you're doing things that you don't think are spiritual or whatever, like, per se, like, whatever, just, like, other stuff that you like to do, but God's, like, God's there as well, just as much as he's here, and even more, like, he wants to be a part of everything that you do, and that God is just, like, He likes to have fun, and he wants you to know that. He likes to have fun, and he created you with a fun heart because he likes to have fun, too.
I have a really quick one for, is it Josiah? Is that your name? Also, I'm good at this. I just feel like God's saying that he sees you as you, you as a person, you're unique to him. And he has a really great plan for your life, but I also feel like it's been spoken over you a lot, that the plan that he has and all of these amazing things that you're going to do, and you feel all this pressure to be like, oh, I need to do this, and it just gets a bit too much sometimes, but God's just saying, like, no pressure, it's fine, I have a plan for your life, it's going to be awesome, and it's between you and him. Like, it's your unique plan, he's created it specially for you.
I have another one for you guys, you two as sisters. And I can't remember your names, I'm sorry, I met you on Friday. Okay. And I just saw you guys, like, together, like, linking arms, and you couldn't get away from each other. You guys were, like, stuck together as sisters. And I have a sister that's like that with me. Like, I love her, and she's, like, my best friend. And I just saw you guys, like, together, and God was saying that he's going to use you guys together as, like, individuals, but also, like, as like a couple, I guess you could say, to like minister to a lot of young women in your area or in your church or in here in the youth group. And you guys have very different personalities from each other, but you're gonna learn how to work together using those and like feed off each other, and God's gonna speak to you guys both like words, like individually, but they're gonna be the same words for like someone like that you guys both know or whatever. So yeah, he's gonna use you guys.
Awesome. Who had fun doing that? Yeah. Yes. Oh, wait. I think Jez has a word. Yeah.
You thought it was over, didn't you? I had a word earlier today that I didn't share. Any of you see me in worship, what I was doing today? What was I doing in worship today? I was lying down on my face, which looked kind of funny because it looked like I was sleeping. But actually, I was asking God for a word. I said, God, what's happening today? Will you show me something that's happening today in this meeting with us? And he showed me a picture of a gold coin. Really big gold coin. I was like, what does that mean? And instantly, I suddenly remember the Bible verse about the woman who loses like a penny, a coin, in her house, and she turns the whole house upside down. And I wanted to put this into perspective for you guys today as well. How many of you guys have got like a cent, a penny in your pocket? Most of you guys? It's pretty worthless to you, isn't it? It's like, if you found a penny on the floor, would you pick it up? Yeah. Really? Yeah. Oh my goodness. What if it's covered in dust and dirt and it's outside in the street? Would you still pick it up?
No.
Okay, honestly, most of you wouldn't pick it up. Come on. But what God was saying to me was that this penny, if it was worth $100 and you found it under your sofa, you get excited, wouldn't you? You jump for joy and you take that $100 and you put it in your pocket and you'd be like, guys, I found $100, let's go out and party, right? If you found a penny, you wouldn't do the same, would you? You'd probably just leave it under the sofa. I leave them under the sofa all the time. But what God was saying to me was sometimes we view ourselves as a penny. Sometimes we view other people as a penny as well. Something that's almost worthless to us. But what God was reminding me of, that actually that penny isn't a penny to him. That penny is, what's the word I want? Unworthless? No, precious. Priceless, thank you. That penny to God is priceless. And what God was saying is that he wants us to realize that even though we may feel like a penny at times, we're actually priceless to him. And he's willing to turn everything upside down to find you in the place where you're at. And that wasn't just... That may just be for one person, but actually I felt that it was a corporate thing for a lot of people here, that we may feel run down, that we may feel tired, that no one cares, and that God isn't actually looking for us. But actually the truth is that God is going to turn the house upside down to find you because you are priceless to him.
That's really good. Okay. What time does this end? What time does church end, guys? 12:45. No. Okay. I'm thinking what we should do. Should I speak? Or no, we should not play football. But I kind of like this prophetic thing. Yeah, let's get more prophetic words. Okay, for the people that came up behind the SOMers, can I get you guys to come up? You guys, don't be shy. Like, whoever knew the names of the SOMers, get here. Get behind. Yeah. Psh, get out of here. All right. Okay. So, I'm going to stretch you guys, and I'm going to get you guys to prophesy over someone here. It's okay if they're missing. It's okay. If they don't want to be here, it's okay. But basically what you do, okay, prophecy is, maybe some of you guys don't know what prophecy is, but prophecy is basically asking God for a message for someone in this room. So when all the SOMers did it here, or when I did it here, we asked God, like, okay, what do you have a word for one specific person here? And what is your heart for that person right now? And so basically, that's a question you ask. And even when you're sitting on the floor, maybe you'll get a word for someone in this room. If you do, come up to me and tell me who it is for and stuff like that. And of course, everything, we're going to, like, the words you receive, obviously run it by God and see if it's cool and, like, if it aligns with his word, right? But we're just going to do something spontaneous today because I think I like having fun. And this is fun. So let's start. Who has a word? Who's ready? Yeah? Okay.
But I think this one is for Patricia Boot. Sorry. I just saw you climbing up a tree, and there were lots of people trying to hack it down, trying to get to you. But then all of a sudden, there was a whirlwind that knocked them off their horses, came and destroyed them, and the vision isn't finished yet. But for some, I'll just have to.
Okay, so it's for you. Not sure what your name is. But I felt like God was saying that he, like, really, really loves you. Like, he loves you beyond how much you could even possibly comprehend. And, like, you think you felt his love and you think that you've met your father, but I felt like he was saying, like, you haven't even got to the tip of the iceberg. Like, you haven't even gotten to, like, the tips of where my love is. Like, he's saying, he has so much more for you, and that you should just press into that.
You're dressed in all white with a black belt. What's your name?
Joanna.
Okay, I got a word for you. I just saw you. I saw you ribbon dancing, actually, which kind of takes me all the way right back, because it's almost like this old school way that we used to worship a lot in CTF. And people still do it, but nowhere near as much. And you just look like you're having a lot of fun, and you're just almost, it's almost kind of like a really, I kind of find it a bit of silly dancing, you know, just because you're just going crazy with a ribbon. But you were taking that, and you were just having so much fun with it. And I don't know, it was just like a lot of colors around you. It's like you were dancing with, like, this rainbow ribbon, and you were just dressed in all these, like, bright colors. And I don't know, I just got, like, word growth from that, and a lot of almost like, I just saw kind of like a lot of life and a lot of, like, rebirth of new things. And I just felt like you were just having the time of your life, and God was just using that image to just be like, this is something I have for you, like dance I have for you, and just the arts and creativity, and just for you to be, to just think outside the box, and just to go deeper in that, and just to have fun, and just not to be afraid to be a kid, you know, like that you're totally okay to just have fun in that, and just to, like, you know, I don't know, I felt like God had a lot of love in that picture too. Like, it was just a really, really happy picture, and that you're just going to go a lot further too, and that you don't need to, like, I don't know, I feel like maybe some people have spoken of your life, like, things where you have to stick to academics, or you have to stick to this, or you have to do, you have to kind of meet a certain, like, status, or a certain, like, you know, in order to be okay, like, you have to hit a certain mark. And I just want to, like, say that that's, like, I feel like that's something God is wanting to, like, kind of change for you, and just to kind of break that down and say it's okay, like, there's certain marks you do want to reach, but that it's okay, and it's fun, it can be fun to get to those, and that he can help you to those, and there are other marks that you don't even need to reach, that it's okay to just have that freedom with God, so.
Okay, so I have a word for you behind, yeah, Megan, okay, it's just that, like, you've been trying to reach to, like, standards, or you've been under a lot of pressure in that, like, I'm not sure if you're in or out of school, but, like, in high school, like, a lot of things happen, but, like, you have to, like, put it behind you, because God's trying to, like, take you out of that. Like, I see you in a slump, but he's, like, there's a hand that's, like, bringing you out, and, like, you coming out, and he just wants to, like, bring you out of that, so, because when you do, you'd be so much happier. So.
Okay, so I have one for you, Katie. Okay. So basically, like, I think, like, the world puts a lot of pressure on, like women your age, young girls, like, young women to, like, be really, really beautiful, like, I guess, dress to other people's standards. And I think, like, God's just saying, like, you don't even have to try because you're just so beautiful. Like when you wake up in the morning and, like, your hair is a mess and, like, you haven't brushed it in, like 12 hours and, like, you just feel terrible. He looks at you and he's like, that's Katie. Like, that's my beautiful little girl. Like, that's my princess. Like, I think he's just so proud of you. And, like, you don't have to worry about other people's standards because, like, he's so proud of you that, like, you already have his, like, you already have his favor, and so you don't need to look to other people, so, yeah.
I just came, after the whirlwind came, I saw that God reached out his hand for you. You took it, he led you into a house, and he filled you up. He gave you whatever you needed, and I just heard that he is your provider, your protector, that when you feel down, he will not let you go, but he will just take care of your every need.
That's really good. Oh.
Okay, this is for Virginia. I think that's what your name is. But, like, yeah. I don't know. I was just scanning the crowd, and I looked in your direction, and I heard bam. Like, I don't know. I don't know what might be happening. Like, God said, like, if you're worried about anything or if there's anything going on in life, but, like, I just heard boom. Like, he's getting rid of it. It's gone. Like, it was, like, a loud boom, like, in my ear. So, just letting you know God has, he's getting rid of something.
I got one for you too. I don't know, I just see that you are, I kind of got like Mother of Nations was something I got. Like I just saw you speaking in front of a lot of people and that you were just totally calm and collected. Like you just had, you were just a woman of wisdom. And I just saw that you were just like known for words of knowledge, like prophetically, but also just like intellectually, just in every way, that you were just talking to people that were not like groups of Christians. Like, you know, you were talking to large people. I just felt like it was in Canada, but that in other countries as well. And that you just have like this in huge calling over your life to just speak to people. And that I just saw, it wasn't like, you know, you were just calm and collected on the stage. It wasn't like you were just being able to talk like as if that they were your next door neighbor. It was just such an easy kind of conversation almost, and it was so engaging that people were able to actually like grasp what you were saying, and that your words were just hitting home so like so many times over and over, and people were just getting mind blown, even though you're not like making a really big deal of it. You're almost just like being really, you're just being Virginia, you know, and they were just like, well, I get Virginia. And I just felt like that was something God really wants to speak over you. It's just like that you have chosen to make a lot of amazing decisions in your life at a young age, and that your love for God is like one of the number one things about you that people can see. And even if they don't know what that is, if they're a non-Christian who doesn't get like there's something about Virginia, I don't know what it is, they still see that something. They still see you as a light. And I actually can literally see almost like a glow over you. It's almost like you're just like, you are a light. And I just wanted to speak that over you, that even right now you are planting a lot of really amazing, hopeful words into friends of yours and into people in your school and just surrounding you. And you may not know it because they don't always give you that feedback, but you're planting seeds so deep into their hearts that they're not even aware that you planted it or that something new came out of it, but they're going home thinking about new things and they're thinking deeper. And I just believe that that is a really, really, like one of the most important things you can do to someone is like targeting them at a young age and making these choices now, because it's really gonna affect your future and your destiny.
Okay, I have a word for, I want everyone to close their eyes. And I want you to be honest, okay? I have a word for the people that feel like they never get picked out in the audience. And if that's you, I want you to raise your hand. Like, be honest, no one's looking. Like, everyone's, if you feel like you never get picked out, can I get the leaders to go prophesy over them right now? So find that person. Can everyone's eyes be closed right now? I don't want to see any open eyes. And, you know, sometimes it's hard because we're like, oh, God, why do people always get picked? And I always get forgotten, you know? Forgotten. You know, and, like, sometimes I feel like that. And, like, everyone feels like that once in a while. And sometimes more than other people, or, like, especially in these sorts of situations, like, you might feel like God doesn't have a calling for your life, but I want to say that that's such a lie, and that is not true, and that God has a plan for you. God has a plan for every single one of us in this room, and he planned for you to be here today. He planned what your destiny is going to be. He's already planned it all out, and I just want to speak just identity into you, and just to take away any lies right now that you're forgotten, because you are not forgotten, and you are his prized favorite person in the world, and he sees you as so precious. So continue on doing your thing. Okay, right now what we're doing is like we're like stepping into the spiritual realm. What we're doing is like pulling down what God has for us here, right? And maybe it's a little weird for some of you guys, and maybe you're not used to it, or maybe you're like really used to it and you're just like kind of sick of this stuff. But like the coolest thing about when we move in something that's so spontaneous and so like prophetic is that like it's completely God. Like this was so not planned. Every single one of these people on the stage have a word for one of you guys. And the thing is, like, God can use us. Like, some of us, we're not trained. We've never been to SOM. We've never done Bible school. But then God can still speak through us, because God speaks to each one of us individually. And it's just cool, because each one of our voices is, like, a vessel for him to use. So, like, yeah. It's really cool, because God values your voice, and he is using us today to talk to you. Okay, Abby has a word.
Yeah, I totally felt the exact same thing right when Belinda said that. I just really have a word for you, actually.
Oh my gosh, right?
Yeah, so I just really felt like, Belinda, like you, I feel lately that you haven't been feeling like appreciated or honored in the things that you've been doing. And I just felt like God wanted to, first of all, honor you for this morning and for tuning into his spontaneity and just being like able to go with it. Because you guys know, like, Belinda had like a sermon prepared today, right? And that's not exactly what happened, but I actually really like this. I think this is way better. So this is cool. Not that what you had to say wasn't good, but but I just felt like I wanted to honor you for the way that you've served in youth, and just for like loving on us and being here for us. Like, how many of you guys have felt honored and loved by Belinda here in our youth group, right? Yeah, like how many of you have felt like she's really touched and impacted your life, right? In like a huge way, right? Yeah, me too. I love talking to Belinda. She's like my favorite person to talk to on Sundays, okay, guys? So I just felt like I wanted to honor you and bless you and encourage you with that. So thanks for everything you do.
I have one for Belinda as well. And okay, I saw you, and like it was kind of from like heaven's view, and it was like God. Guys, can you pay attention, please? Everyone, listen. And it was like God was looking down on you, and it was like he had a spotlight on just you, and you were like walking around doing the things that you always do. And he was like, I honor her, and I love her the way she does everything in her life. Everything she does, like, glorifies me, and, like, the way she worships and the way her heart is always, like, in the right spot. And he just, like, wanted to honor you and say, like, that, like, everything that you do, he sees and he knows, like, you're doing it to glorify him, and, like, you're doing it for his glory and that, yeah.
That's really good. Thanks, guys. That's really good. I was not expecting that. All right, Jesse has a word.
Okay, don't know your name either, but all the way there in the gray, black checkered glasses, Jeremy. Okay, so when I was looking at you, I saw, like, you were on a boat, like, an actual ship, and, like, there was a huge storm going on, and then it flashed, and then everything was, like, nice and calm, and you were still on the boat. So God was, like, telling me that, like, when people look at you, like, they see, like, the sun is shining, like, everything's fine. But, like, he can see past, like, whatever it is that you put up, whatever it is that's going on. Like, he can see straight past that into the storm that you're going through. And, like, he wants to rescue you and pull you out of it. And you may feel like, oh, everyone sees and they're just like, oh, he's fine. But, like, God knows what struggles and what you're going through. And, like, he's there to get you out of it, you know. Other people, they don't see past it. But God can see past whatever layers are there. And, like, he's ready to get you out.
Awesome. Okay, wait, I'm going to pass to Helena because she has a testimony to tell us about Kids Church.
Okay, so from Kids Church, if you don't know, I'm a leader up there. So what we saw like 2 weeks ago was they did worship and then they had an open mic and all the kids could give, any kid could give prophetic words. There were 76 kids, only three didn't give prophetic words. And so when I look around here, I'm like, what's going on? Well, like, I thought everybody would be jumping up and like, if what happens? Like, the kids, they're so prophetic, they're so open, they're just so willing just to give and say anything. But it's like when we get here, it's like, well, that was over, that was fun, great, now let's be an adult. Let's just forget about being a kid again. Yeah. But you just gotta be a kid and you gotta have faith like a kid. That's and cool. Like, good. Some, like we see kids from Kids Church come up here and then it's like, this is what youth's all about? What happened? What's all the hype about it? Like, you gotta open up and just see it the way God sees it.
That's so good. Okay, who has a prophetic word?
Where's John Hines? He's back there. I have a word for you, John. Have you seen the Chronicles of Narnia movies? Okay, in Prince Caspian, when the kids come back, now Peter, who's the oldest one, he's already like a legitimate leader. Like he's like, I'm the leader, you all gotta follow me. And then they come and they meet Prince Caspian, who's kind of already a leader, but he hasn't really realized it yet. But Peter's like, no, I got this, you just follow me. And so they kind of, in the movie, they're like going at it. And finally, once Peter gets over himself, he realizes that he needs to start building up Caspian as a leader. And I feel like, John, you have such a leadership over your life. And I feel like God is going to use you to build up other people in leadership, and they're going to surpass you. They're going to go like farther and farther. And that's not a bad thing, because it reflects so great on you, because you can be like, I build that person up and they're going to take over the world. So I want to encourage you as a leader to step up and not be afraid, because you have an incredible leadership over your life, and you are just going to touch all these amazing guys that come into your life, and they're going to just go farther and farther and farther.
Okay, so I have one for my sister. Hi, Carissa. Okay, so like we say this a lot. We say like God loves you, like know it, and I feel like sometimes we might not actually take it, like actually accept it, be like, yes, God loves me. But I feel like today God really is saying like, I love you so much. Like, I love you as my daughter, I love you as my bride. Like, he loves you in so many different ways. And like he is bigger than all the problems that are in your life. But like the one thing that you really need to look at is like, he loves you so much. So just gonna send that to you. And then for the twins, I forget your names, I'm so sorry. Joshua and Jason, okay. Okay, so this is not a diss in any way, but you guys are a little short. I'm sorry. No, but it's okay. But basically, I just wanted to say, like, even though, like, you may be shorter than a lot of people in here, like spiritually, you are, like, giants. You are, like, I feel like God's just really put, like I guess a mantle or whatever you call it on you both, and you guys are like super tall in the spiritual realm. Like you are like leaders in the spiritual realm, and you are not like followers. You're actually gonna lead, and you're gonna like be like the cool person to lead armies. So yeah.
Yeah, same thing. Like I was sitting here, and she was talking to the first person, and like God was telling me like, he's like, there's someone here who's short, who feels like they're short, and like they're not like tall, like they're not, you know, they're not big in the spiritual realm. And the second thing she says like hit that like right bang on, like you may be, like she said, like you're a little short, but God thinks like you guys are like you're huge in the spiritual realm, like you are enormous, like, you know, people you may not even know are like looking up to you for your actions, for your advice, and I just think that that's a blessing.
You guys on the couches, can you all just come stand here a sec? I have a word for each and every one of you. As a group and separately. So I get the feeling you don't really want to be here. I know, just to be blunt about it. But like, I just want to say that God won't overstep your boundaries, but I really feel like you guys need to just let your guards down and just kind of let God do what he wants to do. Because like, I've been in that place where I don't really want to be here. And
But I feel like it's really, the next season's going to be a time of you guys choosing to say yes and choosing to step out, and God's really going to bless you guys, and he'll still bless you guys whether you want to be here or not. Like, he's not just going to be like, oh, well, they're sat on the couches, they're not listening. He still wants to bless you, and I feel like he just pulling you out and saying it, like God's saying, he still wants to bless you whether you realize it or not. And I had the same word for Belinda that Brittany and Abby had, that you're a real blessing in people's lives, and God's really proud of you, and he's going to honor all of the things that you've done at school and the choices that you've made and the sacrifices you've made to be here, and he's going to honor you by showing you more of your plan and more of the plan that he has for your life.
All right. Well, it's almost time to leave, but people have words. What should we do? Okay, come line up if you have a word. Oh, that's like everyone. Okay, go give your words individually. We have to like end it now. But you can go find your person and give your word. Okay, cool. Awesome. No, afterwards, after. Wait, you have one for the youth group, right? Yeah, okay.
All right, this is for your whole youth group, all of you here that belong to this youth group. I feel like I saw these old chests, you know, have you seen those like pirate movies, you know, whatever, Pirates of the Caribbean or any other, they have these old chests and you open them up and they're just like full of like all these crazy jewels and whatever, you know, like treasures. And I feel like all of you individually, you are like a box of treasures. Like when you're opened up, there's just things in you that are just in you that no one ever in the history of the world had and no one ever will have. Like you are the unique combination of your mother and father, and there's never going to be anyone like you ever again. So you are all a box of treasures. But I feel like there is so much blessing and so much like more that God want to give to you guys as a youth group, that maybe sometimes you're like, okay, I'll hang out with this person and this person, but that's it. Like, these are my friends, and then you have those that they have their own friends and whatever. And that's cool because you relate to some people more than others. But I feel like God would want to surprise you about each other. You know, like, that you would actually find out that, like, the person that you never usually talk to and you don't even know their name, that actually they have something to say to you that might change your life. Or you might have something to say to someone else that you never talk to that might really make their day. Or you might even become really good friends with someone that you first looked at and were like, yeah, I don't know, yeah, I'm not sure, you know? And I feel like God really wants to surprise you guys and like unite you as a group, that when you guys become adults, when you reach that age, you'll be able to say, like, I went to a youth group where we knew each other and where we encouraged each other and where we built each other up, and like I can go to anyone now and I can be their friend. Like, that's such an amazing, amazing, amazing gift to have for the rest of your lives. And you know what, like in this world, like we get to be alone enough, you know, like we get to feel lonely enough, you know, and we don't need to feel it here, and we don't need, God doesn't want us to feel it. So really like encourage you guys to get to know each other and to find the treasures in each other, because there's so much in each of you, and I feel like God's gonna do that with you guys. So be blessed.
Okay, guys, we're going to do one last thing. Jez, I want you to come up here. Guys, I don't think you guys realize how blessed we are. We want to bless Jez and Belinda because they're both Davids aren't here, but we want to bless our interns because honestly, guys, they work tirelessly to bless us. They do so much work. So I want all of us to get up. We're going to surround Jez and Belinda, and we're just going to pray blessing over them. I know it's late if you have to go, but we want to just pray and bless these guys.
Yeah, God, we just thank you so much for the faithfulness of these guys, God. We just thank you so much for the way that they've served us and for the way that they've just given and poured out and impacted all of our lives, God. We just thank you so much for the spontaneity that they've brought to our youth group and the unity that we have today, God. And we just honor them and we bless them, God. And we just say that after they finish their internship and after they move on to the next stage of their life, God, we just speak blessing over their lives, God. And we just say that the time that they've spent and the time that they've invested here with us, God, we just ask that it would grow exponentially and it would just be so fruitful and so evident in their life.
Yeah, I just got this word for Jez. I don't know if you've seen the movie Dumbo. I think that's what it's from. It has nothing to do with the elephant per se, but it's I think it's the train where maybe I have the totally wrong movie, but it's like where they're going up the hill and it's like, I think I can. Oh, wrong movie. But I feel like God has just been saying, instead of I think I can, I know I can. And I know God's been bringing you through this season of your life where you're kind of questioning where you're going next. But I feel like God's just going to reveal in his perfect timing where he's going to bring you next.
Yeah, I just received this word for Belinda that she's so on fire for God and that she's always up and at it. And she always wants to bless everyone around her. She's just one of our favorite interns. She's one of the ones blessed with.
It's amazing. Anybody else?
Yeah, Daddy, I just pray right now that you would just continually bless them. I know that they can get stressed out really easily because they're always doing a bunch of things in their office and running around doing things for everyone else. So God, I just pray that you would give them like time of their own this week, that they could just get alone with you or get alone with like some of their friends and just be able to hang out and chill, and just bless them with like free time and to do the things that they want to do instead of doing things that everyone else wants them to do.
And God, I just want to just pray over their over their futures, like they're only interns for a short time longer, just for a few months. And God, I just want to bless them, like where they go from here, that they are leaving with like just so much love in everyone's hearts here, that they have just really grown in the youth, and that everyone here really, really appreciates them and loves them so much. And it's going to be hard to say goodbye, and we're not saying goodbye yet, thankfully. But I just pray that when the time is coming, that you just direct them exactly where you want to see them go, and that they just don't have any confusion about it, but that they just go off like with, you know, it may not be a full set plan yet, but that they just are so secure in knowing that it's all going to be okay, and that wherever they go and whoever they're with, it's just going to be an amazing experience, and that they're just going to grow so much deeper in you from here, and that they're just going to go to such bigger things, such more amazing things, and that their lives are not going to get smaller just, you know, from stepping away from this particular church, but they're just going to get so much bigger and just into what they've, all the prophetic words and things that they've gained from being here. I just see that all of those are going to start to flourish, and you're going to see the evidence of those. Like, people have spoken over you a million times probably just from being in this church for about a year or so. And I just see that all of those prophetic words are going to start to come true. And you're going to, like, if you just listen to them, I just see that you're going to start seeing the evidence of that. And it's just going to start to bloom. And you're going to say, oh, this one happened. Oh, now this thing is probably going to happen. And then you're just going to, like, go so, like, quick into it. And it's just going to be really encouraging to see how different than you expected, but how much better the evidence of those prophetic words are going to be. And I just see you guys going into really, really great, amazing, like, situations of being able to speak and do art and to be able to just, like, Belinda, I see for you there's like a lot of like creativity over your future. And Jez, I just see you speaking in like really big really big crowds, really big whatever you're speaking on. I just see that everyone's really getting blessed by both of what you guys do, and that they just really relate to you on such like on deep levels and really, really big levels as well. So I just bless you in that.